Good morning, everybody. This is Luca Mino. We have another show to do for Luca's World. We have a little bit of white noise in the background, though. I'm not sure what that's all about, but it's basic white noise. It's about 25% for the producer, if he wants to know. We have Frank and Sam at the board today. All kinds of stuff we want to talk about. I'm going to blow the whistle, though. I'm going to just say it because we have a lot of serious stuff that I'd like to share with you today. And as I always say, it's something that resonates with me and has to be shared. And that's basically it. I'm not telling you it's the truth. I'm telling you if it resonates with you, go find out and do your homework and research and go with it. But first, before I give out the numbers, RBN will be conducting a special spring book drive. It started on April 9th of this year, beginning with a book called The Final Judgment, The Missing Link in the JFK Assassination Conspiracy by legendary author and longtime RBN host Michael Collins Piper. With your $100 or more of donation, you can be entered that way by request only by calling 1-800-724-2719. I'm starting to sound like the commercial now, extension 3. 1-800-724-279, extension 3, 2719, extension 3, I'm sorry, to speak with Mike, Julie, or Sam, or to leave a request note with your PayPal donation, and you can win this book. Sounds like a good deal to me. And we do really appreciate your monthly donations as well, because then the people at RBN can, you know, do a budget and know the money that's coming every month. So instead of giving us a blob of money, break it up, like Roger Laundrie loves to say on his shows, and make it a monthly donation. That way everybody knows what's coming every month, and they can really, it's going to help a lot. I'm doing the best I can as far as that goes. So around the half-hour mark, we're going to be talking about a pretty strange and severe warning for Canada that could be effective as late as, you know, as early as the end of next week. And if I'm lucky enough, and if we're lucky enough, Roger Laundrie is going to be joining by phone call, if he can, to talk about that. I'm not sure how long I have, because I have so many things to share right now. Let's get right into it, though. We talk about the Protocols of Zion all the time, or I do, and this is what is behind what's going on. It's a playbook. It's a narrative that they're following. And, okay, fine. You know, the Protocols of Zion, okay, I talk about them. But you know what? Sometimes the introduction to a book can be better than the book itself. And when I was talking with my friend, I'm Wolf, he mentioned to me, you know, he reminded me, because I did remember, I did catch on, you know, the introduction to the Protocols of Zion, which is quite something. I'm looking at it right now, and I have it open in book form because I took out the entire protocol PDF and printed them out, and I have them in plastic, each one. And I really have to read this because this is really important. It tells you about the snake, the symbolic snake of Judaism, and where the protocols come from. I have to read this. Mr. Henry Ford, in an interview published in New York, Watch the World, watch the date, February 17th, 1921, put a case before Sergei Nilus. You can hear that name quite a bit if you look at the Protocols of Zion. Sergei Nilus, N-I-L-U-S. He flatly told him, the only statement I'd like to make, I care to make about the protocols is that they fit with everything that is going on. They are 16 years old, 1921, right? And they fitted the world situation up to this time. They fit it now. And indeed they do. So that's one I had to share because this is exactly what's happening. You know, you're talking drag queens in schools. You're talking all this nonsense that we're going to be talking about. I think I'll name this show Transbender instead of Transgender. I'll put a B in there instead. Listen to this. In notes 2 of the introduction, the symbolic snake of Judaism, Protocol 3 opens with a reference to the symbolic snake of Judaism. In the protocols, in the epilogue of the 1905 edition of the protocols, Nihlus himself gives the following interesting account of the symbol. This is a quote. He says, according to the records of the secret Jewish Zionism, Solomon and other Jewish learned men already in 929 BC thought out a scheme, in theory, for peaceful conquest of the whole universe by Zion. As history developed, he continues, this scheme worked out in detail and completed by men who were subsequently initiated in this question. The learned men decided by peaceful means to conquer the world of Zion with the slyness of the symbolic snake, whose head was to represent those who have already been initiated into the plans of the Jewish administration, and every body of the snake to represent the Jewish people. So if you remember, I don't know if you've seen it yet, but you see the globe and you see a snake wrapped around it for the Protocols of Zion book, some of them, for some versions. It's foretold that the snake has to finish its work, because it's not done yet, strictly adhering to the designed plan until the course which has to run is closed by the return of the head of Zion, until by this means the snake has completed its round of Europe and encircled it. Okay, so they're talking about just taking over the world, right? And it's so obvious in so many parts of the protocols. That's what I wanted to read you anyway for today, because it's hard to read small print for me. You have to forgive me. And I've always had a problem stuttering until maybe 20 years old, so I'm working on that as well. And the shows are really good for that. So we know that the Protocols of Zion are a playbook. We know that they're following them line by line. Okay, well, let's start here. This is really important, what I'm about to share. And according to 80% of you, it's really unimportant. And it depends on who you talk to. But you know what? There are 20 of us, 20% of us who really, really digest this stuff for what it's worth. And according to psychologist Stanley Milgram, that's what he said. He found that 80% of the population do not have the psychological or moral resources to defy an authority's order, no matter how illegitimate the order is. Therefore, only 20% have critical thinking capacity, or less. I think that explains quite a bit. The central stage, the battlefield, is in the United States right now for a global total war. It really is. And Soros is right in the middle of it with what he's been doing. And he's getting his money from the minions. You know, it's all planned. And I'd like to remind people what the Kalergi plan was in 1925. Quote, we intend to turn Europe and North America into a mixed mongrel race of Asians and Negroes ruled over by Jews. What about this one by Joseph McCarthy? 70 years ago, I told you that communists were taking over our schools, hence the protocols, right? Hollywood, MSM, and the Democratic Party. You laughed at me. You turned me into a boogeyman. How's that working out for you now? Joseph McCarthy said that. And here we go. Now we're getting into the heavy stuff. Obama's dream, folks, and you can only see it on TLBTalk.com, because this stuff would not last very long. It'd be taken off right away, within a minute or two of being posted. Minneapolis becomes America's first major city to allow Muslim prayer call 5 times a day. Let me repeat that. Minneapolis becomes America's first major city to allow Muslim prayer call 5 times a day. What did I just tell you in the last one? That's what they're doing. They're going to turn this place into completely, you know, mixed race mongrels. You heard it. And you know what? Right after that, what do you see on TLBTalk.com on the timeline? Biden tells Congress to import another 20,000 migrants from the Taliban's Afghanistan. Oh, with the borders open, of course, right? Oh, okay. Biden regime set to starve conservative Western states of water under a new drought rule. 40 million Americans to be impacted by that. I mean, we could go through this all the time, over and over and over again. We know about the global warming lie. The world warmed by only 0.3 of a degree in the past 43 years. That's less than the margin of error. So you know what the UN and the WHO and everybody else is trying to do with it. Rapid spring snow melt now unleashes flooding from the southwest to the Rockies, leading to evacuations because we don't care about the earth. We're destroying the earth. We're raping her. We're abusing her. This is what happens. Plus, the people that put this country in shape, they don't care about the people. The whole idea, I don't want to use the word democracy, but the whole idea is for Congress to be told what to do by the people. Remember? It was the people that were supposed to elect, right? Not the other way around. Or it's not even the other way around. They're selecting themselves. Voting is completely out the window, and they're laughing at us for it. Same thing as taxes. It's really sad. I have another meme I need to share. There will come a time when those who know how to plant will be the only ones eating. You have to study the past in order to know what the future is. And this is what my show is all about on Luca's World. It's the uncomfortable, unpopular digging up of truths. It really is. And as we're going to see at the end of the program today, if I timed this out properly, because I really don't like preparing shows because we have callers that do come in every once in a while. I don't want to gain the whole world and lose my soul. I don't know about anybody else. So keep that in mind. I don't want to gain the whole world and lose my soul. Something interesting from George Orwell, he says, political language is designed to make lies sound truthful and murder respectable, and to give an appearance of solidity to pure wind. How's that? More than half of Americans have dealt with gun violence in their personal lives. Oh, yeah. Gun violence, right? Gun violence. You know, it's true. You repeat something, you repeat a lie, I don't know how many times, and it turns out to be true. And then there are people holding placards and holding signs and going nuts in the streets. Get rid of our guns. Gun violence. Gun violence. They should be kind of educated. Put a gun in front of you on the desk and you tell it to go to you know, shoot. Is it going to shoot? No. Inanimate objects do not cause crime, people. They're just doing this because they're after us. They're after all the law-abiding citizens that own weapons and guns and ammunition, because there's over what? According to what I heard, there's over 3 billion guns in the United States. So they have to do something. Okay, let's continue blowing things up, shall we? 18,000 cattle killed in dairy farm explosion. In Texas, say what? Put another way, 18,000 cattle blown up in freak dairy farm explosion. Food supply up in smoke plume again. Oh, let's go to Richmond, Virginia. Evacuated over air pollution. What's going on there? That meme calls it War on Humanity / Battlefield USA. Richmond, Indiana, massive evacuation, eco-fascist. Pearl Harbors? Huh. You know, everywhere we look, it's another rabbit hole. Every single place we look. And by the way, the numbers to call in, sorry, I was just getting into it too much, 512-248-8252 or 1-800-313-9443. Be happy to have some calls. The same companies, people, the same companies that manufacture the chemicals that cause cancer are exactly the same companies that manufacture the cancer-fighting medications, which also are proven to cause cancer. It only makes sense if you don't think about it. right? Something that's built in the lab by humans that don't care about us in domestic policy. Something that's made in the lab by them, okay? It sickens us. Oh, we go to doctors that don't abide by their oath. First, do no harm. No, sorry. Hey, you know, we need to make money, right? So it just goes around and around and around in a circle because you're not healing naturally. That's another part of my show that I love talking about. Something to think about. And on the second half of my show today, I'm going to talk about this. A wise Indian once said, history is not there for you to like or dislike. It's there for you to learn from. And if it offends you, even better, because then you're less likely to repeat it. Because if it offends you, then, you know, you're obviously it's distasteful. Great. That's perfect. That's what we want. So that nothing will happen anymore. And lessons will be learned and we'll stop continuing to, you know, destroy the earth. We need people to think a little bit. It's not yours to erase, the quote says. It belongs to all of us. And it belongs to a lot of people that have been killed off in the process because we know that the victors write the history books. McDonald's opens its first stores with no human employees. Okay. This is where it gets a little touchy, folks, because Jason Kristoff nails it again in another one of his. He says, the transgender promotion, and think of the Protocols of Zion, okay? The transgender promotion is simply a facet of full-spectrum warfare. It's about our historical enemies infiltrating our cultural institutions and destabilizing the society on a financial and ideological basis. Good Lord, what a mouthful. It takes billions of dollars to prop up any lie, because lies can't survive without energy. The result of this lie is broken citizens and massive financial expenditure, which produces negative social benefit because they couldn't care less about us. It's pretty obvious. This is a goal of our cultural enemies, and they will reach our shores very soon to execute the second part of their planned attack. And we'll be talking more about that, and I'm thinking of Canada in the next half hour of the show. Kansas school district teacher training. Gender identity can be kept from parents now because avoiding preferred pronouns can cause death. That's literally what it says. Kansas school district. Gender identity can be kept from parents. We're going to get into that too, because that's getting bigger and bigger. See, that's what the Protocols of Zion do. Okay, they destroy the family from within because they want to do away with the family nucleus, first of all. Second of all, they want to own the children. The children are going to become state property if they get through with this. So it's very simple. All you have to do is start something in school that's not cool at home. And then, oh, tell it, you know, the kids, oh, we'll take care of you. You know, we can take care of you. We can get you prepared for your gender changing operations. And thanks to Disney, a new Disney show's it focuses on a teen girl falling in love and having sex with Satan. Okay? That's what Disney's doing. So we're going to continue after the break. I'm hearing the music coming in. And you're listening to Lucas World on Saturday morning. We'll be right back.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Let me play the song a little bit longer because that's the wave that I ride when I, oh well, it's gone, but that's all right. It's a beautiful song that reminds me of the wave when I'm surfing when I was a kid. And I remember that one wave that I took, and it must've been like 12 feet tall, and I was flying down there like 30 miles an hour. You can exaggerate when you're a kid, right? We're looking at this. We have two callers already. Mike from Kentucky, you're on line one. Good morning on Lucas World. How are you doing, Mike? Mike from Kentucky, is it? Do we have him?
Press a button. There you go. You got to press some button.
Oh, there you anyway, go. You got to push the button. Click.
I don't hear any white noise. You complained about white noise, so maybe it's just on your end.
Oh, I don't know. It's probably the internet because
could be.
Mine is so quiet. It's gone down a bit, but it's about 15-20%. Just.
We don't hear any of that on the air or on the phone. Just letting you know. So, and I'm kind of congested today, so you'll have to excuse my voice. I have never heard that quote by Joseph McCarthy. He said something about, how's that working for you? When was that? Before he died?
All I have is 70 years ago. That's what he said. 70 years ago, I told you that communists were going to take over our schools, Hollywood, MSM, and the Democratic Party. You laughed and called me, turned me into a boogeyman. How's that working out for you? I can find that for next time if you want.
Yeah, I like to look it up and attribute it, you know, just because, I mean, they could find him, made him out to be a drunk, and of course, there was even a movie called The Manchurian Candidate with Frank Sinatra, where they made a cartoonish character of Joe McCarthy, and Angela Lansbury was trying to install him as president. Have you seen that movie?
No, but I've seen the movie.
Oh, you need to watch that.
I've seen the movie called Denial,
Okay.
where they make when they make Robert Irving, or the Irving guy, I think it's Robert, turn into a bad man and a boogeyman for, you know, investigating Hitler's Germany and the problems there with the narrative. But anyway, yeah.
What movie is that?
They're just trashing everybody that makes sense and that are good people.
What movie are you talking about there?
That's called Denial. It came out in 2016 or 2017 about the Holocaust.
Yeah.
And it just, they try to nail the Holocaust narrative again and make fun of Mr. Irving.
Well, and it's interesting that Frank Sinatra was in two different movies where he played it was associated with the assassination of a president, and that was one of them. And, of course, in Manchurian Candidate, the remake's okay with Denzel Washington, but the historical context of the Cold War and that kind of stuff, with Angela Lansbury playing as a villain, you know, if you ever saw her on Murder, She Wrote, it was a different character completely for her.
Yeah.
And they deal with the concept of actually breaking people down and hypnotizing them and into an assassin.
Yeah,
in this.
Absolutely.
So you should really see that. It's a classic piece of American cinema. It was taken out of the movie house. It was in the movie house for almost a year. And about the same time Kennedy got assassinated, they pulled it, the excuse being ticket sales. But when anybody asks you if you see the Queen of Diamonds, after you see that movie, you'll get the message.
Nope.
You'll get the.
I'll have to.
Yeah, do you see the Queen of Diamonds? You know,
I'll have to see it.
Yeah, please do. I mean, and another one is William Randolph Hearst was made fun of in Citizen Kane.
Yes.
He was a huge advocate for staying out of another Europe's war, and all of his newspaper empire was pushing neutrality. Neutrality, neutrality. And so they got their darling Orson Welles to make that movie, unlimited budget. And it pretty much they let it be known it was making fun of Hearst. But, you know.
They had to get rid of Patton also, because Patton was saying that they were getting rid of the best race in Europe. And he rightly predicted that in about 50 or 60 years, according to his quote, that America would turn into degenerates. And moral-less people. And that's exactly what's going on.
It's been a long time planned. I think they infiltrated America's churches to squash the idea that the Christian churches had that they were Zion, and they were to, get the gospel out there so people could be saved. Now, some people obviously run with that in the wrong direction. They're not advocates of peace, but they were infiltrated. The seminaries were infiltrated. C.I. Schofield switched words around so that the fulfillment parts of the fulfillment in the scripture would be confusing. Now, I heard a Skype sound. Are you still there?
Oh yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, I heard like a bloop, you know, like Skype had hung up or something.
Well, no,
I'll let you
here.
Go. You got another caller, so.
Yes, I do. And I thank you very much for everything. And it's really great because we record the calls, so now I can go back and write down your movies that I can't write down right now, the names of them.
Well,
thanks
the
so
archives
much for calling.
Are great, too. Go to RBN Archives and get them from there, too. All right, thanks.
Yeah, and we're hearing that music again, so it's the end of the short segment, and we're going to take Jim to New York when we come back. Stay tuned. This is Lucas World.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer.
Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
That's what the walls are. The Protocols of Zion have built the wall, and we have to tear it down. That's, you know, it's funny how Britain kind of ignored the Wall movie by Pink Floyd. Think about it. They completely ignored it, right? I wonder why. It's like undressing their government, pretty much. We have Jim from New York waiting patiently on the line. This is Luca's World. Good morning. How are you doing?
Oh, good morning. Good morning, Luca.
How are you doing?
I'm good. I wish Mike in Kentucky continued. He's a very good caller, very polite. Yep. He should have stayed on, you know. I'd rather hear him than myself.
Oh, you're good, too. You always bring good points all the time.
Thank you. You know, but I called Baron this morning. I was kind of cut short. I was warning everyone about Tucker Carlson, you know, say Satan is the great deceiver. And he has his minions. And I think that Tucker Carlson, I don't trust him. I think he's controlled opposition.
Oh, there you go. You did it. You said it. You don't even have to ask me what I think now, because I know that's what's coming, right? You're going to ask me, what do you think, right?
You can read my mind. What do you think?
Well, you know, picture Tucker Carlson sitting there looking at us, right? And the frames of the television are very, very obvious, right? There's Rupert Murdoch out of the frame with a loaded gun pointing it at his head. That's what it's like. He cannot say what Rupert Murdoch will not allow him to say. He can't just go out and tell the truth. He wouldn't have a job tomorrow morning, or he'd be shot, or worse, if there is worse, or probably torture, but you know what I mean? So he's working for Fox. He's working for Rupert Murdoch. It's obvious. That's why everybody says that Fox is BS, because they can only, you know, worse than lying, they'll tell you a bit of the truth and a little bit of a lie and then a little bit of truth. So it's really confusing people. So all we have to do is go to TLBtalk.com, where all the truth is, and no censorship unless you're extremely rude and vulgar and repulsively arrogant or whatever, or if it's like illegal. Everything can be posted there. And this is where we're learning. Oh, and then you look at Fox and you compare it. Well, geez. Jim, what do you think? You know, it's so obvious.
Yeah, anyone on television can't be trusted, period. They would never be on television if they weren't controlled.
Exactly. You know, the bigger you are, the better you are of a person, the more you're destroyed. I believe
Tucker and many others, he's an agent. What he's trying to do is he's giving people 90% good talk, telling them a lot of good things.
What they want to hear, yes.
They're saving. My theory is he's still on TV because they're saving him for a big event that's coming. You know what he's going to do? He's going to corral all these, you know, people in maybe a war with China. Maybe he'll cheerlead that. Remember, Tucker Carlson still, 20 years ago, he was trashing 9/11 truthers.
Mm-hmm.
20 years ago, he was pushing the Iraq war. Tucker's an agent. He's suckering in conservatives with some good talk.
Yeah.
And then he's going to flip them for a war or something. That's why he's on television.
You know what I think, Jim? I really think that they're preparing us, literally. They're preparing. This is not a pandemic. This is an IQ test. I'm going to have to say this every show. It's an IQ test. You know, where are you at? How spiritual are you? What do you want to know? How committed are you to help save the planet, for God's sake? So we have to run, though, because I have really important stuff I have to cover, though, Jim, if you don't mind. If you have anything else to add?
No, I'm just saying, don't trust Tucker Carlson. Conservatives need to use some discernment. Don't trust anyone. Put your faith in God. Don't put any faith in a politician or a media puppet. And thank you so much for taking my call, and have a great weekend.
Yes, you too, sir. Thank you so much for calling. And it's a good way to put things. You know, have faith in God. You know what I say? Have faith in yourself. The Hopi, what do they say? The Hopi from the Southwest, they say, don't look outside yourself for a leader. Duh. You're looking at it when you look in the mirror. My next segment is about war. And I'm going to be playing a clip about Canada. And I really don't know which one to play first. But I think we're going to go with the clip first, because it's a terrifying 3 minutes. Okay, and I just want to say this because it's very important. I got this yesterday, okay, so, you know, I'm not going to base my entire show around it, but I'm playing it because what they say in it is very serious, and it's like martial law, okay? That's what it sounds like. And rather than to say, this is the truth, this is what I heard, this is what I'm going to say, listen to it, entertain the thought of this, and let me just add that if disaster was going to happen to, let's say, Canada, because this is the event that I'm talking about, this is what it would sound like, what you're going to hear on this clip, because you can play with it either way you want. Some people will really believe it, some people won't believe it at all and throw it out, some people will be in the middle, where I suggest everybody stay until the end of the clip. Let's have a listen.
Standing together to bring down the Trudeau regime. Today, we look at the same issues from another perspective, asking the hard question, have Canadians run out of time?
Oh, we can't hear it.
Next week,
turn up a
all
bit
the
more.
Provincial and territorial premiers will be meeting with the Canadian Prime Minister.
The people
Justin
didn't have power. This single-engine crane actually hit.
No, that's not the right one. That's not the right clip.
By as early as late next week, the Canadian federal government will break Canada's Constitution Act of 1982.
Okay, it's a clip called Canada Gone.
An unconstitutional mandate that removes the irrevocable right to one's own autonomy and anatomy. Said mandate will imply that every citizen in Canada no longer has the right or authority to make...
Okay, well, apparently we're having problems with the clip, so... I guess I'll just go on to the war section, because basically what they're saying in the clip is that you guys don't have much time in Canada, and as late as next week, there could be problems with civil rights and civil liberties being taken away, etc. I don't really understand. I was hoping to use that clip today, but anyway, it's too bad. But this, that's what it would sound like, and I'll probably play it next week. Or I'll have it in my article for tomorrow morning for people who want to listen to it. I'll add the clip. That's too bad. But I really needed to talk about war today because of what's going on in Ukraine. Zelensky and his entourage apparently embezzled at least $400 million from U.S. aid sent to Ukraine. That's from Seymour Hersh. And this is the stuff that you wouldn't see on social media. It's crazy. Now, Moscow is providing more evidence of U.S. biolabs in Ukraine. Let's see. Russia's defense ministry on Monday laid out more evidence that U.S.-funded laboratories were working in Ukraine. Documents and materials recovered by Russian troops showed that Western pharmaceutical companies operating in territory under Kiev's control conducted HIV/AIDS research on Ukrainian military personnel, blah, blah, blah. This is on TLBTalk.com. Again, this is where people should be to learn about what's going on. And another one from Sputnik, directly from Sputnik, U.S. working on, quote, universal genetically engineered bioweapon. And that's from a Russian investigation. Universal genetically engineered bioweapon that they're working on, designed to cause severe damage to enemies comparable to that of nuclear winter. The United States aims to develop a universal genetically engineered biological weapon capable of infecting not only people but animals as well as their agricultural crops. Its use involves, among other things, the goal of inflicting large-scale and irreparable economic damage on the enemy. This is what this is all about. And you think they're going to be telling us, right? So in walks the central bank. In walks the central bank with its digital currencies. Funny money that'll destroy what's left of private property, of free markets, and of personal liberty. Right? So, I mean, it's all around us. And what I have to do is send out a special segment of this to John Stadmiller, and I'll tell you why. Because I have something to read. It's going to take 3 minutes. And it's going to explain very quickly what happened in Hitler's Germany. And I want to be very clear about this because I am German. I've done over 20 years of research, and that's the only reason why I can be on here saying what I'm saying. And John Stadmiller, I never really heard him, but he, I've been told by so many people that that's what he was doing in his spare time. He was talking about the strength of Germany. He was talking about Zionism. He was talking about international Zionism, as Hitler coined it himself. And I want to help set the record straight because I'm hearing a lot of stuff on RBN about the, still hearing about the 6 million and, bad, bad Hitler. And it's really, really sad to hear because we have such an important responsibility to uncover the truth. And we don't even know ourselves if we're indoctrinated or not, if we if we don't get into ourselves, if we don't start studying where we come from and how we are and how we think and, you know, how we're reacting. I'm hearing from a lot of time on RBN that people have lost their compass, their bearings on historical truth, some of us. And, you know, it's really important for me to say this because that's what John Stadmiller would have done in his 3 minutes. I guarantee it. Earlier, I was talking about I don't want to gain the whole world and lose my soul, if people remember that. This is exactly the situation. So I want to recap very quickly. 6 weeks before 9/11, as we heard from General Wesley Clark, retired, we genocided 7 countries in 5 years. Remember? We weren't there, so it doesn't matter, right? Starting with Iraq, then Syria, Lebanon, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and finishing off with Iran. Most people remember the live interview on the 2nd of March, 2007. And I'm going, why? And then there's Hillary Clinton laughing about, you know, on national TV, you know, we came, we saw, he died. Ha, 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 ha. Talking about Gaddafi's murder. And I can put all this together with that towel-headed Ichba in the 1700s saying, if my sons did not want wars, there would not be any. So it's really too bad you guys can't see the montage that I did here, because Saddam, Gaddafi, Assad, and Putin, what did they do? They expelled the Rothschilds. Did Putin not expel the Rothschilds in 2016? I do recall that, and I even have a clip from it. And here's Churchill saying himself, and this is a quote from him, it's a verified quote, the unforgivable sin of Hitler's Germany was to develop a new economic system by which the international bankers were deprived of their profits. Okay, so Saddam drops a dollar in 2000. Gaddafi drops the dollar in 2009. Assad drops the dollar in 2006. And Putin, we're not sure, right? So case in point, this is Hitler's Germany in under 3 minutes, probably four, because I'll read it as fast as I can. But I'm going to give you the link also to this on BitChute, which is going to be in my article tomorrow morning as well. And this has to be said because I am German, because I've done something called Ode to Hitler's Deutschland, when I recited the 113 names of the cities, towns, and villages that were destroyed, their populations incinerated. Of course, Churchill couldn't understand people's problems with their squeamishness about using gas against the disaffected and uncivilized tribes. Give me a break, right? As the drunkard continued his genocide. Listen to this, and listen, pay attention to the dates, okay? You cannot dispute this. In 1932, German unemployment sat at 30% with 7 million unemployed. The German people are hungry, they're poor, and they're forced to pay huge debt to foreign powers. The German Central Bank is privately owned by the Rothschilds. In 1933, the next year, Hitler comes to power. Immediately, he sets out to restore the German economy and free the German worker from the debt system, like a good man would do, right? Imagine what that would happen today if it were today. Hitler kicks out the Rothschilds immediately, taking Germany off the Rothschild-controlled gold standard. Hitler issues a free debt money system. Germany and its economy instantly begins to recover. Hundreds of thousands are given grand public work jobs. Germany starts to build mighty infrastructure with this new money system. Most importantly, out of all that you're going to hear from me speaking today, is this. German society begins to value the work of physical labor and holds it in high esteem. You can see them with their shovels and their pitchforks singing the national anthem. World-class stadiums and transport systems are created. German engineering becomes world-class, and Germans begin to lead in science and in health. Germans are thanking Hitler up and down for freeing them from the debt slavery of the Rothschild system of usury. Hundreds of thousands of new modern houses are created throughout Germany. The Germans become wealthy because they don't have to pay interest to a private-run central bank. The new economic system allows the German worker to reap what they sow. German workers experience the best working conditions in Europe, and they're given government-backed holidays because they care, because Germany cares about their people. Everywhere you look, nobody cares about us at all. And it's becoming so obvious that when it does become obvious, finally, nobody's going to be able to do a thing about it. Okay. Well, meanwhile, the rest of Europe, permanently enslaved to the debt money system, suffer the huge levels of unemployment. So by 1936, Hitler's approval rating tops 99%. Germany experiences true economic freedom from the bankers. Watch the dates. 1938, Austria. 99.7% of Austrians want to join Germany. They vote to join Germany. After the vote, Hitler kicks out the Rothschilds of Austria as well. With the Rothschild gone, Austria's economy instantly recovers as well. The Germans love Hitler because Hitler put them first and stood up to the bankers. The Rothschilds now hate Hitler because Germany's economy is free and out of the grasp of their debt slavery. And there's only one option left for the Rothschilds to do to stop this new economic system. What would that be, Churchill? It's called war. And that's the end of that. That's what the truth is. You know, everybody's saying, oh, you know, well, you know, okay, look at what Jordan Maxwell said. He says it masterfully. He really does. And he's kind of sarcastic when he says it, if you don't mind me saying so. This is a quote from Jordan Maxwell, right? For myself, no, I don't believe that America or the world at large is going to be able to extricate itself out of this situation. In other words, the New World Order agenda. No, I don't believe it's possible. And the reason why? It's because people are too stupid. They're too ill-informed, ignorant, unread, self-centered, egotistical, materialistic, and downright stupid. And they don't care. Basically speaking, people don't care. Unquote. Okay, so let's take it a step further. It's not that people don't care, it's that they don't care enough. That's what I say. They don't care enough to do something about it. Well, you know, if it goes further than my feet up on the couch watching the popcorn and, you know, and watching the world burn, tell you what, you know, it hasn't touched me, so why should I care? Or even better, in The Lord of the Rings, if you remember The Lord of the Rings, one clan says, why should we go to the aid of that clan that didn't come to the aid of us when we needed their help? See? So it's, right? How about forgiving your enemy? How about doing more research and finding out what's going on? Because all of a sudden, when you do, you're going to be rewarded. That's how it works. So as a German, my mother was born in Frankfurt am Main, and my grandmother was Austrian. So I dare say that I have German blood in me, and the right kind of German blood, too, apparently. The good blood, you know? And what we have to do is be brave. Be courageous. Stand on our soapbox and tell the truth that nobody wants to hear. Why? Because if we don't, we're doomed. Just like Maxwell said, we are doomed. If everybody doesn't care enough, nobody's going to do anything. But you know what? One person that's really doing something more than the others, he gets squashed, but everybody notices. So then it becomes a snowball. Well, he did it, and I feel the same way, so I'm going to do it. You know what I mean? And this is what the Dutch farmers were doing, something else we don't know about because the media won't tell us. I don't think we would have even known about Ukraine and what's going on with the 40-plus bioweapons labs. Yeah. And people are still going, where's the origin of COVID? Well, why don't you start with Fort Detrick and Fort Detrick in Maryland? Seems like there's a picture of Obama, you know, in China with this stuff. And according to what I see it in 2015, we were not allowed to do this stuff in the United States. So we sent it to China under Obama. You know, the same guy who got the Nobel Peace Prize after dropping over 26,000 bombs on the Middle East? Yeah, him. So this is what we're faced with. And if we don't talk, it's going to get worse and worse. And you know what? I'm starting to feel guilty because I don't feel like I'm talking enough. I really don't. Next week, I want to talk a little bit about war and, you know, what it does. It's my second part on war. Today, it was mostly about Hitler. But, and you know, I forgot the George Patton quote. Didn't he get assassinated, too, by the way? Right. What did he say about destroying the best race in Europe? You know, and he. It's too bad I don't have it in front of me right now, but he predicted that in 50 years or so, like, you know, if the United States would be degenerate, you know, no more morals, and that would be it. And you know what? He's exactly right. It's exactly what happened. So I'm really, I'm at a loss, because when we look at war, and what it really means, like I was saying earlier, it's about, you know, losing a part of your soul every time you take a life. And the way they train you in boot camp, you start to see clearly what's going on. And on top of the drugs that they give you in the military, and there's a direct link between the military and Big Pharma. And if you want to see a video on that, what was that called with the black guy crying? On the front, it's called Psychiatry and in the Military, or And the Military on YouTube. Very powerful. And, you know, you see guys coming out of a 15-minute meeting with a psychiatrist with a bag full of candy, that they call it. Okay? We don't know this stuff because we're not there. And they seem to be doing this really well because it's all behind closed doors. And that's how it's all worked throughout the ages. That's how it's been. Well, maybe I'll have time next week to talk to you about Prophecy Rock. And we'll get that clip from Canada again. Maybe I'll start the next show with that, because that is pretty important, even though it's going to be past the time that that they were talking about in the warning. But this is it for the show, and it was well-timed. I want to thank everybody for listening and being open-hearted and open-minded. Have a good week and be safe, everyone, and we'll see you next time.
Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.